Sammy Edmund, the field marshal, who did a great job yesterday, has wandered in. He's got a, I can just see the spring in his step. So I wonder what this news he has for us. Sammy, welcome.
G'day, Gary. G'day, Tim. Good to be
with Sam.
You on a Tuesday. You have a good public holiday?
Busy.
It was busy. Now, if you're a Carlton supporter this morning, you're taking, well, I would say a pretty deep exhale. A sigh of relief.
Good news for Carlton.
It is good news. Yeah. The main man down there, the Coleman Medal leader, Harry Mackay, has agreed to a two-year contract extension at the Blues. It will be announced soon. I'm told it might even be announced today.
Wow.
So Harry Mackay turns 24 in December. He'll be nudging 26 when he next comes out of contract. But the key part of it is that will be his free agency year. So that will make that year very interesting. So this is his sixth year. After eight, he qualifies for a free agency in 2023 when he comes out of this deal. He'll certainly be restricted in the top 25% of earners at the Blues at least. But this is a massive deal for Carlton. No doubt they would have liked to have tied him away for a little bit longer, perhaps a four or a five, but there's an uncertain future at the Blues. There's a sweeping football review about to take place, of course. So you can understand it from the player's point of view and his manager's point of view, wow. David Trotter from Hemisphere, to keep the options open. But bottom line,
that
he's signed,
great.
And I think Paddy Cripps will follow very shortly thereafter.
That
as well.
Is great news. Well done, Sam. You've broken another story for us.
Another one.
Well done, TJ Khaled. Well done.
There he goes.
So Essendon touched base. Plenty of other clubs have touched base with Harry Mackay's management. There was talk around North Melbourne for a time as well. His twin brother Ben obviously re-signing. But it never gone beyond that. Nick Austin, the list manager at the Blues, and Mackay's manager Dave Trotter, I say, had always planned to sit down in the bye week to finalise. And it happened really quickly once they'd done that.
Well done. Very good work. And great news. Congratulations to Carlton Footy Club. It's been a bit of a tough year for them, so now they've got the big fella locked away, they can go to work on the captain, and hopefully it's blue skies.
Yep.
Morning. Great to have your company. Sammy Edmonds in the studio with us. We've got time now between now and 9 o'clock to get your thoughts on a whole range of different issues. So we'll throw the lines open after we get the news update here, where Sammy has been working feverishly. He's already told us this morning. Good news for the Carlton Footy Club.
Yes, and their supporters, Harry Mackay, agreeing to a two-year contract extension that might even be announced today. 24 in December, Big Harry leads the Coleman Medal at the moment, of course, 38-23 on the years, kick bags of 7, 6, and 3 got hauls of 4. He'll be nudging 26 when he next comes out of contract, Gary, which is the trigger for free agency, because that will be his eighth year. So that's the reason he's only signed the two-year deal. So you can understand it, even if the Blues might have wanted to tie him down a little bit more. But we had said repeatedly that he was never in any danger of leaving. Plenty of clubs had inquired, but it had never gone beyond that. So David Trotter, his manager at Hemisphere there, and Nick Austin, the list manager of the Blues, sat down just last week for formal talks on it. It all got tied off pretty quickly. So he stays. Pretty good draft, that one that the Blues took 2015. They took Wietering at 1, Mackay at 10, and Charlie Curnow at 12.
That is great news, because it's been a tough road for the Carlton Footy Club. So they can get on with the planning now. They're doing their review at the moment, so Big Harry's locked away. That's good stuff. What can you tell us about Thursday night footy?
I think it's going to continue. I'm hearing we're going to get the time slot we all love, Thursday night, in the yet-to-be-announced rounds of 16, 17, and possibly beyond that. So the league is set to announce the next phase of the fixture late this week. It might be early next week. The league is locked in the schedule, as we know, up until the end of round 15 at this stage. So for all the COVID complications, apart from the Richmond West Coast game shifting, the AFL have been at pains to keep the fixture in the time slots that they have set. So even if the location has moved and changed, they've kept the time slots where they are and the days where they are. So who knows what could happen between now and round 16, of course, COVID-wise. But the AFL has set itself for Thursday night football to continue in the next phase. Steve Hocking, the AFL football boss, expressed, renewed his admiration for the time slot Thursday nights with us on Crunch Time on Saturday. And look, I think we're going to see a lot more of it next year. We had it up until round 5 this year. Then we had the big break until round 13. The league needed to check it off with the Players Association, given the 5-day breaks associated with fitting it into the schedule. But I think it's going to continue at least for the next 2 weeks in the next fixture.
At this stage, Geelong will play at home against the Bulldogs on Friday night in front of nobody. There won't be a crowd at that game. Is there some wriggle room here? If the government was to make an announcement today, a change of fortunes around COVID-19,
yeah,
Is that a definite that they won't have a crowd on Friday night?
I think the flame is flickering that it could change.
It could
over
change
the week.
It could change. Yep. Okay. What were the alternatives though? If they didn't play this game at Geelong, what were the alternatives that had been discussed with them and the Bulldogs?
Not great. So from a Cats point of view, this is a football, but also a commercial decision as well to play the game in front of what could be empty stands. The options weren't great. There were Friday night fixture: Tasmania, Canberra, Sydney. The crowds, I think it's fair to say, Perth aside, have been poor, haven't they, for interstate games. And there was no offer from the AFL on what the gate would look like for the Cats interstate. You know, they've got to negotiate a separate deal. Yep. They've got to hire the venue. How many would they get there anyway? So there was no financial incentive for Geelong to move this game. So the side as well, from a football perspective, just had that trip to Adelaide, a difficult one. They've also got Brisbane in Brisbane next week, and that's on a Thursday night, so hot off the back of this one. So three consecutive interstate trips, no financial incentive, wasn't something they really wanted to entertain, which you can understand. Just a shame that at the moment they can't have crowds. But Chris Scott last night, I heard obviously Justin Reeves just then, there's a possibility it could change for
you
Friday.
Think between now and then?
Oh, there'd be a slim chance. There'd be a slim chance. I mean, forget the week. A day is a long time in the COVID world. So they've got regional status. They've been ahead of inner city Melbourne in terms of the restrictions being loosened. So there is a, might be a Lloyd Christmas chance, but there is a chance.
Fingers crossed. Do you know, from a VFL point of view, and that's a question without notice. I know that's not on your little list there, but do you know where that's sitting?
No, I don't. I think there'd be a hope that they could resume that this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah.
I'll check that. I'll check out the VFL, which ground do I hold, of
because
course, as well.
We've seen clubs now have been sort of cobbling together teams, like I think three clubs.
Playing for other teams.
Yeah, the three clubs came together for a scratch match. So and we want the VFL back as quick as we possibly can.
There's been a really a real collegiate sort of approach that's been adopted to all that, which is great when clubs have been able to come together like they have under the circumstances that we currently find ourselves in. Sam, what else have you got for us there?
Hey, look, David McKay is going to be a massive tribunal. We thought Nick Holman was big, which it was, the tackle on Mitch Duncan, the so-called save the game case. That is exactly how many people are viewing this one. David McKay's collision, of course, on poor old Hunter Clark. It must be said he's going to miss at least a couple of months of football with a horrific jaw break there. So he goes up on Thursday. The Crows have the bye, so there's no immediate rush to have this heard. But this is going to be a seismic case in the precedent. I know, Tim, you're big on this going forward and what it means for players. I just wonder, with that aside, and this is nowhere near as severe, Michael Christian might have another case to look at after yesterday's game. What about that hit from Jordan DeGoey on Clayton Oliver? Now, Clayton unbelievably got up. Mm. Having watched the replay a few times since then, he got him flush.
Yeah, I think they'll look at it because it was off the footy. There was no act from memory. There was no act of the ball. He came from the boundary side, came running through and got him in the scone, and he did. He bounced up.
So obviously, ballpark as.
But this is the point. This is this, and I know Collingwood supporters will think differently. If a player does that off the footy and hits a guy in the head, right, with the shoulder, and then he jumps up, we go, like Tex, back of the head. Yet we want to make, and we rightfully should make the head such this big issue. So, yeah, I think they'll have to look at that stuff. And did what happened with Tex Walker on that one, by the way?
Fine.
We got a fine.
Fine. Oh, I think it was his second. I think it was 3,000.
Was it 3,000?
Yeah, I think it was an extra for a repeat offence.
And Ben King, did he get fined?
Was less. I think 1,000.
Right, so they both got fined. So that's good. They acknowledge as being bad acts, but they are bad acts. You can't be elbowing blokes in the back of the head.
Because do you reckon with Jordan DeGoey, the act, and look, obviously the injury, thankfully for Clayton Oliver, was non-existent, so nothing of Hunter Clark's nature, but the act of Jordan DeGoey looks worse than the act of David McKay? David McKay had a play on the ball when perhaps Jordan DeGoey did not?
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, and it's the same when you see a sling tackle and somebody gets up off a sling tackle or up off the ground after a sling tackle and they've said, well, there was no, he hasn't been concussed or anything. But it's actually, it's the act now that we need
potential for injury.
And the potential for injury, It's the act as opposed to the repercussions of the actual tackle itself that we should be acting upon now, I think anyway. Nathan Buckley, last game for Collingwood yesterday as coach. Any news yet as to what he might be doing in the short, long term?
No, he was asked about that post-game, short term, medium term, long term. He wouldn't commit. He just said he'd simply take some time away, have a couple of beers with the people involved at the club over the next couple of days and then reassess his future from there. I would have thought.
Are you expecting that he'll be in the media, say, in a month's time?
Oh, I don't know about that soon. Don't know.
But there would be questions being asked of him, would there not be now, as to what you're going to do for the rest of the year?
Well, the offers would come flying in.
Let me put it to you. My suggestion is that it's a done deal with Channel 5 Plus 2.
Hello.
That's not anything that I know about. I know that they may have discussions, or Ned, his manager, has had, you know, like a roundabout discussion.
My message yesterday, and I read, done deal, Channel Wisp.
Well, that's news to me if that's the case.
Okay. And if he is a done deal,
if he's sitting alongside Mitch in 2 weeks' time, reading the sport.
We were doing the couch last night.
No one will be happier than me.
They said, you'll go into the media. We all looked at each other and went,
which one of us is he going to replace?
The question of that is wherever he wants to go, basically, because he's a very, very good media operator.
He's an excellent communicator.
He'd be an amazing asset. No, he'd be great. We saw him in the media for, 1 year? 5 minutes, really? To say to have
him back.
Was it
only 1 year?
I think it was only 1 year, wasn't it?
I thought it was longer than that,
was
Charles. It was only 1 year, was it?
I think it was only the one.
Oh, it seemed like a lot.
I stand to be corrected.
What, in the media?
Yeah.
He was at AW for a lot of years.
2 years. Did you get any blowback from your Jamari Ugle-Hagan last week when you suggested the clubs had been inquiring?
Maybe a little bit.
A blowback?
Yep.
From the Dogs?
Yep.
Yeah, but you didn't say they were putting him up. You just said clubs had inquired.
No, the story got twisted, to be honest. I mean, people think that I'm saying he's definitely going to leave. The story was that rival clubs have inquired because they think there's a slim chance that he can be got. That's the start of the story and the end of the story. And that he has got some frustrations with the way the year is playing out from the fact that he hasn't been able to make his debut yet. So they're the three key elements of it, and they're all correct. But, yeah, they weren't too thrilled with the story, Gary. Carlton are thrilled, though. That Harry Mackay deal, I'm just being told, finalised over the weekend, and the process finally finished yesterday on Queen's Birthday Monday. So that's how quickly the news travels when you get some good news like that.
When a club isn't happy with you, how does that play out?
It's a conversation that takes place.
Between you and who?
Well, it could be...
Said club.
Different people.
CEO of club or... Down the food chain.
No, I won't say.
Peter Gordon been on the phone.
I won't say, but when that they're just keen to
Steve-O been on the phone to you.
They're just keen to Steve-O didn't ring. They're just keen to find out a little bit more about it, I suppose, which is completely fair enough.
But when
you've got to be held accountable.
Yeah, but if you're comfortable in your own skin, which the Dog should be, they go, well, good. I'm glad everyone thinks he's a good player, but he ain't going anywhere.
Yep, and that's totally fair enough. You can understand that.
Yep. Good on you, Sammy. Beautiful work. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Cheers, guys.
Sam here for Keyser, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keyser. Now open in Mornington and Ocean Grove.